Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vastly different. Ballet Lubbock is presenting its spring program this weekend at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center Theater. It's a collaborative project with many other art organizations in our community, and we'll unpack all the details on today's show. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are in Studio B here at Texas Tech Public Media, and we have in the studio with us Nicholas Draga and Yvonne Rotz-Key, who are two of the key players in Ballet Lubbock. And they are the executive director and the artistic director, and we're so fortunate to have them with us today. Welcome to you both. We're so happy you could be with us.
Thank you for having us.
One of the things that happens every spring is what I think is one of the most inventive things in Lubbock by one of our local art organizations, and it's your spring performance with Ballet Lubbock. You know, every year y'all do the Nutcracker, which is sort of the same, mm-hmm. but in the spring, you do this enormously eclectic, wonderful thing, and I was just talking with you earlier about some of the things you've done in the past. You've done original work with Scott Ferris. Mm-hmm. You've done a masterpiece like Coppelia. You've done inventive work with the percussion ensemble. Mm-hmm. There's all these things. We could go on and on about all the things that you've done. You did A Midsummer Night's Dream last year. And this year you have something unique and wonderful again. You're calling it Dream Aloud. Nick, tell us, what is Dream Aloud?
Dream Aloud is live choirs and Ballet Lubbock. We like to collaborate with other organizations and other artists. And so Scott and Amy Ferris from 2 years ago, it was very fun to just give two local musicians to say, write us some music. And,
right.
You know, so Dream Aloud is really a concept Yvonne has talked about for years, really, and kind of like the idea of choral or voice and dance. I like to get a little academic about it and kind of talk about how it's the two art forms that are literally of the body. Mm-hmm. But it's, since we've done percussion, we've done collaborations with the symphony and instrumentalists, kind of rock music. It was, you know, choral seemed like an area that we really wanted to explore. So live choirs and ballet, we have small ensembles. So there's duets, two choral duets, there's spoken word. There's large ensembles, so the Texas Tech Women's Chorale will be there. So we've got, you know, many, many voices. West Texas Children's Choir. So, and then to finish out the second act is Joyful Noise, which is a local gospel choir. And they just bring down the house. So it's an eclectic program all centered around voice. So from spoken word to choir. And it's just, I think, beautiful and energetic.
And what a great idea. Voice and visual. Mm-hmm. I mean, together. Mm-hmm. I think that what a great idea for y'all to come up with this and have it. It's this weekend.
It is, yes.
And at the theater. Tell us the details.
Okay, sure. It's Friday and Saturday night, so April 5th and 6th at 7 p.m. We're at the Lubbock Civic Center Theater, and tickets are available through Select-A-Seat, so selectaseatlubbock.com or balletlubbock.org. Right on the homepage, there's a big red button that says Dream Aloud. And you can click there and select your seats there. So April 5, 6, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Civic Center Theater.
Wonderful. Yvonne Rotz-Key, mm-hmm. So Nick just said that you had been percolating this idea of voice and dance. Tell us about that.
We all always think of things all together. It's never just me. Well, we always, like every other spring, want to do something different. So you mentioned the ones we've done in the past. Well, we were thinking, how cool would it be to have choirs, people who are using their voice, and we choreograph to their music. So we, through the just an angel brilliance of Janie Bush, was able to communicate with different people to get them on board. And then we talked to them. We had these meetings talking to them about what music are you working on already? Give us some choices of what we could choreograph. So we got music set aside that they were already working on. And then we got guest choreographers to come in. And we also got Hannah Jackson and Amy Moss will be performing the Lakme duet. And one of the coolest things that people should definitely need to come see is there's a very famous piece that Bobby McFerrin and Yo-Yo Ma did, and it's all Bach. And it's voice with, obviously, music accompaniment. And Hannah Jackson sings this. And you can't even put into words, it's jargon, but it's just so incredibly creative. And the talent of that artist, Hannah Jackson, is mind-blowing what she can do. So she just goes from straight on opera to rock and roll to Bobby McFerrin. I mean, it's amazing. And the dancers, you know, I always say this to everybody when they say, what is this performance? We're sharing the breath. The dancers are sharing the breath of the singers and putting that, like Nick said, the academia of it, of these two voices coming alive on stage together. It's so exciting and such an incredible experience for these young dancers to get to do something like this.
There's so much to unpack here, and I love what you've just said. That's wonderful. And like you always do, Yvonne, you went right to the top. You got the best. You got the Women's Chorale, which is really, they're really doing terrific work. They've been doing a lot of conventions and conferences around the United States. They're doing so well, so they'll be great. You also have the West Texas Children's Chorus. They've just been to a national convention where they were wonderful. My daughters in it, so that was really great. And so you managed to get the best people to do good stuff.
We did, and I'm going to give Janie Bush that credit. And also Corbin Despain has been working with us, and he sings the Una Furtiva de Lagrima aria, and it is beautiful. So he's also performing in it. So we have this amazing talent singing. You know, the dancers are going to have to step up their game and equal that talent, and we're pushing them to do it. But it's thrilling, and to have our guest choreographers as well. It's really exciting.
Tell us about them.
Bashan Williams, who's one of our alum, one of our graduates, and he dances with Briar Woodbury in Salt Lake City, and he's choreographed a piece to the gospel choir. Emily Farr, who's also one of our alum, and a really exciting piece is How to Fly. It's spoken word by Amina Brown, and we have a tech student, Heather Harris, doing that, and the choreography is just beautiful. That's going to be one of those really emotional, moving pieces. And then we have Elizabeth Gillespie, who is also a Ballet Lubbock alum in Texas Tech, and she is now chair of dance at TCU, and she was able to come back and set a piece that she actually had set on us many years ago, and we thought, how cool would it be to do it again, but do it live? And then Hannah Jackson was talented enough to be able to do it. So that's really exciting. And Sydney Sorensen, who's one of our teachers and also at Texas Tech faculty, has set a piece.
Wonderful. So this is the thing that people are always fascinated about. How does your mind work that you get this inspiration from?
That's a scary question, Clint.
Maybe I shouldn't have gone there. But you have this music that's being performed. How do you then translate that into something that is dance and visual? How does that happen?
Yeah. I will say a lot of this is I'm finding ideas and inspiration. I'm getting my MFA at Texas Tech, so I'm able to take classes with these brilliant professors. And one of my classes this year is Rachel Hirshhorn, Voice for the Actor, and it's all about voice. And I honestly, and I'm shamefully going to say this, I never really even thought of how difficult it is to sing, to produce sound. And so knowing that and having her open up my mind to all that's involved in there, and then accessing that for the dancers to understand, you know, you're moving your body, and we have this music, and then you have voice coming out to put those two together. And then always for me, it's about the music. I mean, once you hear the music, you're just, you can just visualize in your head. It's like when people hear a song and they think of a memory or an emotion. It's the same thing with music. When you hear music in my world of dance, I immediately think of movement to it and what I could envision. For example, Blessing of Cranes, that the Texas Tech Women's Chorale singing, I know the story behind it, so I wanted to think of something that would envelop all the female dancers together with the moment of strength, but also letting go. So we have this beautiful fabric. So it just kind of, it's one of those that you just create as you go. And so it's definitely the music inspired, but also that voice gives it a whole other depth of having text and making that story come alive.
Nick, what's not to like? Great music, beautifully performed, and then a dance component that happens simultaneously with that. I mean, this is a feast for all of the senses, right?
It really is. It's the title Dream Aloud is actually taken from the text of the Amina Brown poem that'll be performed. So that was where we got that. I don't know, one of my teachers once told me that good art is unexpected but inevitable. So, which is a phrase that has always stuck with me, and what I kind of liked is this program is kind of coming together that, I mean, the focus was around voice and dance, but it has turned out that really kind of this uplifting spiritual component has just sort of happenstance, serendipitously kind of woven throughout the whole program, and I think it's not only in the literal text, but just the music itself, and certainly kind of the interpretation from the choreographers. Mm-hmm. It's probably for me, it is definitely the most spiritual program that we've ever done. And I'll give a shout out to Jeff Janes. We did a preview performance a couple weeks ago, and he made a comment because we did a little Q&A afterwards, and he said, you know, he was pointing at the choir, and he's like, I'm blessed over here. And then he was pointing at the instrumentals, I'm blessed over here. And then I'm blessed over at the dancers. And it's like, I almost don't know where to look, but it's fantastic, right? You know? Yeah. So, yeah, it just kind of fires on all cylinders. And, I mean, we'll be honest, it's with any kind of new art, new program, it's always a little bit hard to describe.
Right, yeah.
You know? It's like, what is it? And it's live choirs. Live musicians and dance. You know, people can kind of wrap their minds around that, but it's what is the emotion that we're invoking? And I think it's uplifting. I don't know, it's different for everybody, but which is, I think, the beauty of it, right?
Right.
You can put your own story into it.
Absolutely.
Definitely. But if you want a literal, like, what is this, you can go to balletlovic.org, and there's videos of the preview performance. So you can get a real good idea of, like, well, this is actually what you're going to see.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
excellent.
Yeah.
Great. Yvonne, how much of your company will you involve for this spring?
They're all involved in it. And actually, Level 8 also. And we took the younger kids because of the children's chorus, the Texas children's chorus. We wanted to have kids dancing with kids are singing. So two of the pieces, Bold Adventures and Jump, the kids are Level 5 and Level 6 dancers who range the ages between, I would say, 10 to 14, 10 to 13, they're performing in it. So it's kind of usually in these contemporary pieces when we do a mixed repertoire, we don't have the younger kids, but this time we did because we really wanted to match the vibrancy and the youth of the choir, the West Texas Children's Chorus. And Susan Brunfield is wonderful. She runs a tight ship. So those kids are doing a great job. I like that. I like the tight ship. I can relate. So we have a plethora of ages from young to our older company dancers, seniors. So.
Excellent. Great. Nick, tell us again for people who now are really intrigued.
Right.
Times, dates, ticket information, all those things.
April 5th and 6th. So this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. Shows are at the Civic Center Theater. Tickets are available through SelectaSeat at SelectaSeatLubbock.com or BalletLubbock.org. You can get that. Or if you want to call SelectaSeat, 770-2000. So I really think this is going to be one of those shows that you said, oh, I mean, if you're not there, you're like, I should have seen that.
Yeah.
So don't should.
Do it.
Just do it.
Exactly. Excellent. Yvonne Rotsky, Nicholas Draga, thank you both very, very much for being on the front row with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thank you for tuning in and listening.